Human beings are so social, and they desire to be a part of a group. It's so important for them to belong, to have a sense of identity with others, not to be alone, that anyone who's not a part of that group is, interestingly enough, judged harshly. Even without knowing them, talking to them, they're judged as enemies, outsiders, them. They're not a part of us. And it's explained, I guess, in psychology that this is just a natural part of our minds, our brains. We like to define things either safe or enemy to protect ourselves. It helps us, you know, with survival. But we as Christians know that's not it. At least it's not just a social survival like mechanism. Because we know God created us to be one in Him. All of us together, united with Him, ultimately in heaven forever. And baptism actually achieves this for us. We're united as one in Christ, the church. And so the devil doesn't like that. People united, usually a lot stronger, praying for each other. God's grace flows a lot more freely. And so he thwarts that. And so why do we love to be members of groups? Because that's what we're made for. It's written in our very biology, our psychology. We're made to be united. We love to be with others. But the devil thwarted that. Sin broke that. And so we now judge people based off of relatively insignificant criteria. Like what team they root for. Or what mass they go to. Or what kind of music they like. Or politics and their views. Things like that that are relatively meaningless when you consider that every human being is created in the image of likeness of God.